Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. And good morning to everyone. A little bit chilly out there today, but hey, it's winter. That's what we expect. Finally got some winter weather. What was it? Friday. Thursday into Friday. My kids loved it. One of them got to have the day off and enjoy it. The other one just got to go to daycare a little bit later. But that snow's a good thing. It's finally leaving a covering on the ground after a few days instead of just that one day, you know, cover. This is something we need for our plants. This is a good thing. I know it sounds, for those of you who don't like the winter, it's like, oh, not again. But, well, no, we need it. It's a great thing for our plants. This coverage is what we need. Those weird temperatures that we've been having, I mean, they've been all over the place, right? There was one point last week, too, still. It was almost 50. It's just too much for our plants. This is what we need. This is what we want just to protect our plants going forward. Because, you know, this is keeping them that same temperature at all times, so that our plants can say, all right, yep, I know it's winter. This is the time to do this. Because our plants they don't know what time of year it is right now. They're looking at it and saying, right, is it spring? Is it summer? What do I do? It's that time for them to finally feel that dormancy. Although, we haven't had cold patch, right, where it just stays cold for a few days. You know, I'm not a huge fan of the cold patch, but it really just kind of signifies, all right, this is true winter to our plants. You know, we haven't had a lot of that, right? We've had more of the ups and downs, and our plants are noticing that. And I'm wondering what's going to happen come spring. Right? What are our plants really going to be saying to us at this point? You know, they're going to know it's too much. So what's going to happen in the spring? So hopefully it's nothing crazy, right? We don't want it to be so intense where it's like, oh, we lose plants. But that could be what's happening. That there's a good chance that that could happen at this point. So we just want to be, just want to know what's going on. You know, Mother Nature tell us, hey, this is, we're going to be okay. But so we'll see what, you know, only time can tell what happens with our garden and what we can do. You know, this spring we'll just be prepared. We'll be prepared for, you know, kind of almost sounds bad to do, but almost prepared for the worst when it comes to the garden, right? And realize maybe first thing in the spring, we're going to need to react a little bit to the garden and say, all right, I might need to actually fertilize a little bit earlier. I might need to keep an eye out on for these types of things, right? Because that's the case. We got to be proactive at this point instead of reactive when it comes to our gardens. So what are we going to do? So with the first signs of spring this season, for the plants that you see start to bud a little bit earlier or start to show signs of life a little bit earlier, promote that. So let's do some of the fertilization as soon as you can in the spring. And when I say as soon as you can, it doesn't mean, you know, the ground is, there's no snow and it's starting to warm up. It means when the ground is ready, when the ground has started to, you know, you can put a shovel in it and actually get the shovel, you know, a good amount into the ground. That's part of it, right? We'll talk about growing degree days once it gets a little bit closer, but like you've heard me talk in the past, growing degree days are days that the soil is warm enough, the sun is warm enough, and so you can actually start to have growth happening, right? So that's part of it. But what we're looking at is when the ground has thawed enough to put that shovel in the ground. So once you can, that's when we should start to fertilize and be ready for what could be happening with your plants. So a lot of them, we use the Espoma products. The Espoma products are the best for what we're looking to do. And that is give something back to the plants just a little bit as you're waking them up for the season so that they can start off the season the right way. You know, that's by using either holly tone, plant tone, tree tone, some of those. Those are the tones that we want to use. I could use a pun here and say it's the tone we're looking to set. But I think you get the idea here. If we're seeing some of our plants have some issues, we want to be proactive by fertilizing them and getting them ready for the season. So a lot of towns, cities will actually have some bylaws in there that'll state you cannot put fertilizer down during certain months, right? I think down on the Cape, there's a couple that might actually say you can't put anything down December, January, February, right? But March is open. You know, you double check it, obviously. But at the same time, we try to pay attention to these bylaws, but at some points, it, what can you do? But anyways, so the idea is to be proactive at this time because we just don't know what's going to happen with the plants. They might start off looking great if you don't do anything, and then something could affect them. That's what happens with winter damage a lot of times, is you don't see it right away. So sometimes, you know, getting, you know, it's almost like you look at it and say, well, no, I don't see anything. Well, you don't see it right away. So that's some of the issues that we want to be ahead of. So let's be proactive this year when it comes to our plants and fertilize when we can early in the spring to get those plants a boost. But hopefully the snow sticks around for a while. And I don't mean just, you know, constant storms. I mean the snow that's on the ground right now just sticks and stays. It's really going to help our plants and protect them. And that's what we're looking to do at this time of year. Is not have to worry about the plants and let Mother Nature do her thing. So let's keep it up. Let's hope that this continues, but only time will tell. But it is a good thing to have this snow, and it, you know, starting to feel like winter finally here. Now we're gonna take a break. I'm going to give you the number, so if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes to answer more of your gardening questions.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvance Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, yeah, I was looking at the weather again, and another storm possibly coming through today into tomorrow. Today more dusting and some ice later, whereas Monday, more snow and ice. So, winter is starting to show up, starting to be here, right? It's a good thing for our plants, right? But I still look and some of those temperatures, they aren't really dropping till end of next week. So that's, that'll be good to keep those cold temperatures down. Everything we've been trying and talking about when it comes to the garden will be, helpful. This is a good thing. I hate to keep harping on it, but it's going to help protect our plants. And, it should be beneficial for us so that when spring hits, it's not a big deal. It's just business as usual, right? We can have the garden just wake up and do its thing. That's what we're hoping for, at least. That's the hope, really is. Anyways, take a look at this week's newsletter. Had some good information. I know a few of you have seen it before, but when I say see it, I don't mean the newsletter. I mean more of the seen the issue of the black knot, right? Black knot's a big thing when it comes to some of your flowering plums, your fruiting plum trees, some cherries. That's that black, like fungus-like thing that's all over the branching. It's definitely a good article to read if you've seen it or had it, because, as somebody posted about it, they always just thought it was done. There are ways if you catch it early enough, That's what you got to do, is catch it early enough. So hopefully, knowing some of these issues and when it rears its head, what it does, how it develops, when you're seeing it, will help you to, kind of combat it the way you need to. So let's hope that that's the case for you, that you can actually just take care of it. But we can go over a little bit of the details in the next segment, because it's a long article with lots of detail. I don't want to just get cut short here. But as always, if you want to receive the newsletter, go to our website at paulparent.com. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. There's a spot that says subscribe or sign up for the newsletter, one of those two. Go right there. And I'll sign you up. You can always send us an email saying, you want to be signed up. And you can do that right at the same spot on our website. That way you can get all of this information, timely information, as it happens. So that, again, is at our website at paulparent.com. And, once a week, usually Fridays. I know we say on the air it's Thursdays, but usually Fridays. We've found that it's a little bit easier for us to get it out at that point. A lot of them are, like I said, great information for you, just so you can kind of see what's going on, timely information. I read it, obviously, weekly, but at the same time, it's helpful for everyone. So we'll go into that a little bit on the next segment. But, the snowstorm that happened, I don't know about you, I used my ice melt when needed, and my driveway has never been cleaner. We talk about it all the time, but the natural alternative ice melt, phenomenal. My driveway has been clear since the storm, even midway through the storm, because I used it. So, if you have questions, call us. 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll talk a little bit about the newsletter and the information from it. So stay tuned for that.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone for fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA News Update. Police in Florida say that a woman shot her terminally ill husband while he was at a hospital yesterday.
Police say the victim, Jerry Gillen, already knew of the plan. His wife, Ellen, shot him once in the head before barricading herself in the room while police tried to negotiate with her. They say at no time did she make threats to police or hospital staff, but she refused to drop the weapon. Police say Ellen was very distraught by the entire situation.
She's very sad. This is obviously... it's a tough situation. So her husband's terminally ill, so she was already in a depressed state just based on her husband being terminally ill and knowing that the end was near.
She was taken into custody. No one else was injured. I'm Dave Collins.
Forget about drugs. The booty now is eggs. High prices driving an increase in attempts to bring eggs into the U.S. from Mexico. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now.
I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And if you read the newsletter, you've already read it. But again, I think this is important information for those of you who grow the flowering plums, the fruiting plums, some of the cherries around there, is that disease called black knot. I want to go over a little bit of this article, because there is ways to combat it if you find it early enough, right? If your entire tree is infested with this, you're better off just getting rid of it. But at the same time, let's see what we can do. So the black knot looks like a rough black swelling or growth on the twigs or stem of the tree. It can become elongated, right? So it can take up the entire branch. And it's not on the foliage. So it's just on the branching, on the woody structure, okay? So this growth begins where the leaf develops on the small twig or branch of the tree. It's usually first in the spring. So that's why we tell you now, so you can be looking at it for early spring, so we can be ahead of it, right? So if you haven't seen it, or if you have seen it, this is when we can start to take a look at it and go a little bit deeper. So what will happen is it starts off spring of the year, small green bump at the base of the leaf, and is very soft. And then as the summer days warm up, the growth will begin to turn brown and harden, and then turn black. It begins to encircle the entire branch like a ring around it. By the next spring, it'll become noticeable. So, key points in this, right? So if you have spring flowering plum, fruiting plum, cherries, and you haven't seen the black knot, this spring I want you to be looking at the base of the leaves and seeing if there is some of that, those green bumps, some small green bumps at the base of the leaf. Right? And it's soft. So key points here, base of the leaf that it's formed, it's green and it's soft. So it might blend in with some of these, You know, some of them might be easier if you have a, you know, a like a thundercloud plum that has the purple leaf, right? So it might be easier to see. Anyways, this is something, this is the beginning. So this is when we see it, we want to get rid of those leaves and clean up that area. Maybe prune out the branch, right? When we're pruning at this point, and I'll go over it again when it comes to later, but we want to clean the pruners with each cut. Excuse me. With each pruning spot, we're going to wipe down the pruners, right? Because if we don't, and part of that black knot kind of opens up a little bit and lets the spores out, or if the spores are kind of on the pruners, you're just moving it to a different spot. So make sure we're cleaning it. You can use, you know, like a Lysol wipe, you know, a Clorox bleach wipe, one of those things. It's not going to affect the tree, right? We're just sanitizing the branch, the pruner. I mean, we're used to sanitizing at this point. This should be easy for us. So if we miss this part and we get into the point where we're at the actual black spot, the black knot, excuse me, what happens is it starts to swell. It starts to thicken up, and it's very noticeable on there, right? It's very noticeable. It's dark. It's just, you can see it very easily in the spring. So this growth begins to crack open, twisting the branch in different directions and even oozing out the liquid. The growth begins to make fruiting sacs called ASI. The sacs contain an infected spore called oxyospores, which will be, once it kind of opens up, goes into the air during wet and stormy weather. What happens in the spring? Usually wet and stormy weather. So these spores can travel up to several hundred yards with the wind. So you might be saying, oh, if it has it, oh, it's over, just get rid of it. This is the thing, right? Protect your other plants that don't have it by making sure you get rid of it if you see it. Now, getting rid of it doesn't mean throw it in the compost pile or burn it or one of those things. It means cut small pieces, put it in the trash, into a trash bag, into the trash barrel. See you later. Okay? But if you don't get to that point, this is the thing. Those spores kind of go everywhere and they'll infest the new green growth of the plant. Could be just on the same plant or other plants in the area. Now, if the wet weather stays this way, you'll start to see those plants be infected. But it's when wet weather is for a few days and the weather stays wet, that's when it'll germinate the spores on the branch of the tree. So if we have a rainier spring, this brings on bigger problems. So just keep an eye out on your plants this spring. So now what actually happens is the spores have been released. They're in the air. They drill into the twig tissue and begin to affect the tissue of the plant. So the inside, you're not seeing it right away. And this all happens early when the buds are still white and dormant. So if you're going to treat the plant for the problem, the best time to apply a fungicide is when the threat of stormy weather is here. So if we're trying to prevent, if you've seen some of it or parts of it, you put the fungicide on the plant before the stormy weather arrives. It'll kill the spores when the spores land on the plant. And this will prevent them from germinating on the plant. So temperatures in the 50s are the perfect for the disease problems to spread from plant to plant, which is, I mean, this is, we're describing spring to a T here. So now let's move on to controlling the problem on affected trees. So now it's not just looking at your own trees. It's looking around the neighborhood to see if anybody else has cherries or plums. Right. So if you have them in your yard and you're doing everything to prevent it, we got to make sure you, if there's anything around, because like I said, they can spread several hundred yards away. So really look in the neighbors, right? See what they have to do, if they have anything. So then, you know, it's kind of checking those to see in the spring if they have some of those issues. If you can, that's when we start remove. If you see some of these black knot growing on them, that's when we try to remove them from the branches that are affected. If you have them, right, removing it as soon as you see the problem is the biggest thing. And it's not just checking once. It's checking multiple times throughout the growing season, the early growing season, on those base of new leaves. Okay? So now pruning them out. You actually want to cut 4 to 6 inches below the infection. As the problem, it moves down. Right? Usually starts by the leaves, like we were talking about, and moves down from there. So 4 to 6 inches from where you see the infection is usually the best area, because that gap there is enough space in between new growth and bad growth. Now, sometimes it's on large branches. You got to cut it out. You got to, you know, say it's the branch and you 6 inches is like into the tree. Well, let's cut it right up against the tree. You'd be able to kind of see a difference when you've cut it on the tissue on the inside. So again, you want to make sure you're cleaning in between each pruning that you've done, so we don't move the spores around. Get the branching that you've cut, put it into a bag, black trash bag, okay? Now, another note here is you can find the disease on the twigs of apricots, cherries, and peaches, but they are not usually a problem for those guys, okay? Once you've cleaned the plant of all of these spores, this is when you can start to spray the tree. So the trees are dormant in the spring. If there's rain in the forecast, when at the pink bud stage or at full bloom stage, and every week for 3 weeks after bloom, you spray it. My father recommends here a couple items. Lime sulfur, this was written a number of years ago. Lime sulfur is no longer available. But a copper sulfate, so it'd be copper fungicide, right? Now, copper fungicide, you might want to use every 2 weeks versus the 3 week after bloom. Okay? Because copper fungicide is organic, doesn't have a long residual. It's usually about 14 days max on it. So you might want to spray it a little bit more. You know, the other thing you can do after spraying is, you know, and I had mentioned, you know, get rid of them, trash them. You can actually burn the infected branches. My father even writes, you know, bury them. I'd either burn them or get rid of them. I don't even want them in my neighborhood. If this disease goes neglected, you don't do anything, it just opens the door for other pathogens, right? This is the thing. You'll start getting aphids, you'll start getting borers. Those are the types of things. It's the secondary causes that'll end up killing the plant quicker. So the biggest thing here is being proactive and taking a look at the branching to see if you're seeing anything this spring. Being proactive is going to make it so you don't have a problem. Because if you just leave it and let it be, you're more than likely going to have a problem and you're going to lose that plant. We don't want that to happen for you. So again, this was an article that my father wrote a number of years ago, but it is in our newsletter. So if you kind of want the play-by-play of what to do, take a look at the newsletter this week or sign up for it, and we can get it to you. But it's definitely some good information to be thinking about this time of year. And we're going to take a break. If you have some questions, call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Wilt Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I had asked last week for a couple of you to send some info just in case I ended up doing a pre-record. Ended up not doing the pre-record. No baby yet. Soon. Anyways, I want to answer a couple of those questions, and I got a question from Robert. I said I was listening on Sunday morning, and you were talking about UMass Amherst technical bulletins in regards to lawn care. This is what caught my attention was the recommendation of putting a quarter to a half an inch of compost over the entire lawn in the spring. I've always liked that idea, but I was wondering exactly when, as I usually aerate with plugs. He adds, love your lawn. Then, depending upon the soil sample, add lime. After about 2 weeks, he uses Lesco Starter Fertilizer, which is an 18-24-12, and doesn't add anything else until the grass tells him to. So his question is, at what point would the recommendation be to add the compost? After pulling plugs, should I continue to use Love Your Lawn? So yes, I want you to wait until after you've pulled the plugs. And I'd also want you to put down the Love Your Lawn and then cover it with that compost. So we're doing it early in the spring. Once the ground starts to warm up, we're getting that taken care of. But it's important because the organic matter that gets added to your lawn actually helps the fertilizers you're using. It helps the lawn get some of that natural organic material. Organic matter is huge when it comes to growing a lawn. Garden, obviously, but we need to make sure that it continues getting that. So that's why adding it year after year is very helpful. And so that's why, you know, after you've pulled these plugs, it's great. Because the plugs are out, opens up a little bit, gets some of that compost a little bit deeper. And a lot of times we're leaving the plugs as it is. But this allows the compost to get a little bit deeper, get in there. But again, once you use Love Your Lawn, or it's Love Your Soil, excuse me. Once you've put that down, then you cover it up, it gets it a little bit deeper into the soil. And that starter fertilizer you can put over the top. That's no problem. You can do that after the fact. But I like to do it this way because I think we're getting the organic matter a little bit deeper. We're getting the Love Your Soil a little bit deeper to where it needs to be to get it to be more successful. So again, you know, take a look at the UMass Amherst Extension with some of their information. I'm telling you, it is phenomenal. I highly recommend taking a look at their website to get some of that info. So probably post it a little bit later on in the show to give that information. But again, Bob, I appreciate that email to get some more information out to you guys about lawn care, really, because it is so important. Adding organic matter to the lawn is the long-term effects are going to help your lawn be successful. So, anyways, if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're really just getting started with the show. Hour in, plenty of time if you have some questions. I know it's, you know, it's a lot harder to wake up when there's snow out there because, God, do I have to clean up? Do I have to put some more ice melt down? Well, good morning. It's time. Time to get up, start the day, drink some coffee, and enjoy yourself. So, if you have questions, call us. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back with more gardening information for you. So stay tuned to that.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.